Legislation proposed by French Prime Minister Manuel Valls calls for the stripping of French citizenship from dual national citizens convicted of terrorism. France is home to 3.5 million dual nationals, most of them from North and West Africa. The draft bill is due for parliamentary debate between the 4th and the 8th of February. Details of just how the citizenship stripping process would work remain unclear as the legislation is still in its initial stages. But legal experts like Jean-Robert Susser of the Human Rights League warn it could have profound implications for the French constitution as written.
This measure is unacceptable. You just have to keep in mind how a symbol it can represent in a country which is built of migrants. One person out of four has grandparents which were not French.
A core principle of the French Constitution is one of equality before the law for all citizens, despite differences of race, class, or religion. The sitting government now wants to amend the Constitution in order to formalize exceptional powers currently granted to the executive under the state of emergency. Judge Laurence Blisson says France already has some of the toughest anti-terror laws on the books. She worries about new powers given to the executive and the police at the expense of the judiciary.
La loi du 20 novembre 2015 vise des comportements suspects.
The law of November 20, 2015 targets suspect behaviors, and we can see with this extremely blurred criteria how a potential drift can arise, such as searching houses of people because of their beliefs, the way they practice their religion, their dress code, or what their neighbors say about them. All of those are enough to be put on a list of suspects. The state of emergency grants the executive authority the power of the judiciary. What we clearly say is the rule of law. The common law procedure is not powerless.
House raids have already begun targeting Muslims without clearly evident probable cause. Samir Weldi, a 34-year-old computer programmer, says 30 members of the SWAT team came to his home one night with their guns drawn as soon as he opened the door. He says police searched his home from 10 p.m. until 4 a.m., frightening his young daughters and leaving the house a mess.
Ils ont fouillé donc la plupart de mes disques durs.
They searched most of my hard drives and USB sticks, but they didn't touch my professional laptop. Why? If the justification for their search was terrorism, they should have searched the computer to know what's in it. I know of other stories similar to mine. Someone else who has been searched told me that he had a room full of cardboard boxes which were left untouched by the police. But his library shelves, filled with religious books, were trashed to the floor.
Wildy, whose parents are Tunisian, was born and raised in France. He wears a beard and his wife uses a traditional Islamic veil. Wildy has no criminal record and is unaware of the reasons behind the raid. He strongly suspects it was based more on his family's Islamic dress code than on a suspicion of a crime. According to the Interior Ministry, French police have conducted around 3,000 raids thus far, charging only one man with terrorism. 20 complaints have been filed against the French government because of the raids, most of them by French Muslims. The climate of Islamophobia has also intensified, including the targeting of Muslim women in traditional dress for assaults and insults. 37-year-old Hanan Mabchour says she and other French Muslim women who use a veil have experienced an increase in street harassment.
Since the last terrorist attacks, a lot of sisters are no longer leaving their homes alone. And if they cannot find someone to accompany them, they use taxis. I avoid returning home late. There was a time I used to do that, but I avoid it now. I know it sounds cliché and crazy, but I feel safe in the suburb. As soon as I see Arabs and black people, I feel relieved. When I go to downtown Paris, which isn't often, I'm afraid. I fear middle-class Parisians. I'm actually scared of white people.
In recent local elections, a formerly marginal party with a xenophobic platform made strong gains among the French electorate. 36-year-old Yasser Louati, spokesperson for the Collective Against Islamophobia, believes the current government is scapegoating Muslims for political gain.
The government is waging a war against terrorism, not to actually win it, but just to win the elections and for the president to be re-elected. We see now the state of emergency being applied. They are talking about extending the state of emergency to become an everyday thing and no longer an exceptional measure. We are talking about internment camps for people, you know, labeled as radicals. We are talking about mass surveillance, just as the Patriot Act was denounced by Edward Snowden. So all the excesses of the Patriot Act in the U.S. are now becoming law in France. So the losers in the end are the French Muslim community first, but the whole French population as a whole.
The Collective Against Islamophobia is one of more than 100 organizations behind a petition calling on the government to leave the state of emergency and to step back from the controversial measure about the dual citizenship. The petition has so far gathered over 25,000 signatures, but a poll shows that 94% of the population supports the measure. Khaled Sidmohand, Free Speech Radio News, Paris.